And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 10 of the regular season. Hi, everybody. My name's Jason.
Hi, Jason.
It's been 6 days since I've placed a Raider bet.
Oh, no.
And I just want to thank my sponsor, Chris, and I also want to thank cousin Mark, who offered me a 28-day rehab facility. I have 22 more days to go.
And, get your chip.
I just have to say today's a good day. I haven't bet the Raiders today. They're not playing, but either way, I haven't bet them today. And yeah. So that's a joke, tough. Obviously. But
not a joke at all.
Can we talk about the fact that I am colder than a witch's titty on fucking Las Vegas? Bro, I cannot buy a fucking win on Vegas. Everybody knows it. I'm off your fucking Raiders. I'm off them.
First of all, not our Raiders again. Second of all,
we are from Los Angeles.
What you can do is, you can almost say, I like the Raiders this week, guys, so run to the book.
Yeah.
Run to the book and bet the other way.
Go
bet
the other way.
That's what you should do.
I am the Raiders cooler.
If you're the cooler, that's the advice they're looking for. Oh, who's he on? Don't tell me he's on the Raiders. Oh, God. Don't tell me he's off the Raiders. Oh, God. Like, do that.
Listen.
Play that angle.
This
but you need help. You need help.
Okay.
So what I'm gathering from what you're saying is that you are on a breakup with the Raiders, probably for only a second, because I'm sure at the end of this podcast, you'll find your love again. And you will invest again and get hurt again.
No, what sucks about this is that I actually like this game coming up this week with the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't touch it.
That's what I'm saying. No, Jason, at the end of this podcast, is going to go, okay, maybe,
no,
maybe
not
this
even
week
him.
We'll think about
I
it.
I said last week, we have talked about the Raiders in every pod.
I can quit them whenever I want.
Because this guy's got a problem. Here we are again.
Just a little bit.
I actually like the Raiders this week because the Chiefs can't cover a check. But can't talk. I got to support my boy.
Look.
Can't talk about it.
I just want to
talk about it.
I just want to place a small.
It's off the board.
A small money line wager on the Raiders. I can ship. I can quit whenever I want.
No. That was not
See,
even
that's
5 minutes.
That's the kind of thing. That's
not
the kind
even
of thing
5 minutes.
That makes addicts.
Everybody out there shaking their head, no, going, "Come on, dude!"
All right. The bottom line is, if you hear me say the word Raiders, punch me in the face because I can't fucking win for losing on that team. Also, I quite frankly picked the Bills to win over the Jags. That was a great bet.
Do you have your fangs?
Oh my God!
Do you have your fangs in your pocket? Your Halloween fangs count. Chocula.
The weasels were so not the play last week.
Awful.
The weasels.
You know what? Oh, fuck God. You, Pauly Shore.
Yep.
15.5 points.
All right.
15.5. They didn't score 15 points. They didn't score 10. You're laying 15. They scored 6. Awesome.
Against the Jags.
Hey, we've all been there. I didn't do much better.
I
was on the freaking 49ers.
And the whole world was on the Niners. You also were on the Bears, cover.
God, I wanted them to win that game.
You did better, but let's be positive. Again, circa contest. Those are our bets bet. Winning week. We went 3-2
winning
in the contest. Another winning week. Mm-hmm. T, tell us about Survivor. Were you pissed off? Where were you? What happened?
I don't even have words. It's fine. Listen, it's just you're going so many weeks and you're trying to not use the good teams. And then you just use the good team and you're like the Rams. Obviously, it's a solid pick. Obviously. didn't work out this week.
Yep.
For the one week people. I decided to go with a safe bet. It was not a safe bet, but
for so many
neither
people.
Were a lot of games. Yeah. So that's why this week kind of took out, I think, a lot of legs from people.
A lot.
And
what was the stat, though? 9 underdogs, 1 or covered?
10 underdogs covered.
Okay, 10 underdogs covered. How many actually won outright? Probably
a bunch.
4 or 5. So, like.
But that's wild because they were all playing great teams that people were like.
Like, Tennessee was a sure. dog in that Rams game. All you're saying is just win.
Right.
And Tennessee, not only did they cover, but they won outright.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so the Bears covered. They didn't win.
Very sad.
Like, that's all just, you're asking someone to do is win part. The game for
most
Survivor.
Part.
Just
it's like
you, win.
I've risked the last weeks, all the weeks. I've picked teams that have not been number one or favorites. Mm-hmm. And then I pick a favorite, and it was like, well, huge better luck favorite. Next time.
That was a huge yeah. favorite. That's not, I'm not so, squinting at that. We'll I think you had a hell of a year.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Bud.
I'm serious. I'm being
I'm
real.
Gonna still kind of give my predictions at the end of the shows every week, just based on what I'm gathering. But
hell yeah. Listen, we had a cold week last week. When we're hot, we say it. When we're cold, we say it. The point yeah. is to have fun.
Dude, we're having so much fun.
We love football. We love betting on football.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
And personally, I think there's a lot of great games here in week 10. So I'm looking forward, not backwards.
I want to add the sound from above because we are on video this week.
Oh, my God.
Hooray.
Let's do it.
Yay. This could possibly be the first week that we put your faces on YouTube.
I want this face. This is not a face for
radio.
These
beautiful mugs.
I'm kidding.
Anyways, this could be episode 1 of Visual.
Let's get into this week, but I will say one thing. I agree with Jason, and I want to say that I have never had more fun in my life with you two. And, like, I wish there was 100 weeks of football. There's 182 games of baseball.
It's a lot of stress.
Could you imagine if there was 182 games of football? People would be dead. But anyway, I just love what we're doing, and we are having fun. Keep watching.
Let's do it. Come on, week 10.
Got a big show. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Have you guys ever heard of the New England Militia? Seriously, it's 1775, like the Minutemen.
Let us know.
The Minutemen, like okay. Patriots. Mm-hmm.
Did they throw the tea back at into the water?
The Boston Tea Party, which I'm going to call the New England Tea Party on Sunday. Maybe they'll pour a little vodka in their tea and have vodka tea party. Yeah, the Bunker Hill, the Battle of Bunker Hill in Charleston. This is going to be a war of Minutemen and elves. Because the Browns.
I love elves.
The Browns have adopted. Have you seen the hat that you can't even really make? Like, what is Baker Mayfield? What's
what
that hat?
Is that?
It's an elf.
That's their original logo, isn't it?
It's an elf.
Wait, I missed that. What are you talking about?
It's an elf. Okay. The Browns have, like, they used to be the brown football helmet. That's all it was. It was like an orange football helmet.
Yeah.
If that. Now they have, like, on the sidelines, like, you'll see Baker, even the head coach, like Stefanski, they have this, like, what's that figure? And T and I looked it up. It's an elf. Back from, like, the 50s?
It is actually from 1959 to 1969, they had this logo. And it's an actual elf, looks like Santa's elf, wearing little elf shoes.
Like this.
And.
What?
Yeah, he's like this, with the football in his hand.
Yeah. So now they've brought that back, and it's shit colors, literally.
Anyway, Minuteman, elf. So, Belichick, Stefanski. So, what I'm getting at, it's just funny, but what I'm getting at is that the Patriots have won 3 games in a row for the first time in 2 years with a rookie quarterback, and this rebuilding year is not a rebuilding year at all. I predict they'll win probably 10 games. They've, you know, that's just where I'm at right now.
And make the playoffs.
And make the playoffs. Matt Jones is holding his own. He's got 10 TDs, 7 picks. Not great. You don't want to throw that many picks, but the defense has been carrying them. Belichick's been carrying them. Guys, the Belichick whole thing is back. The whole don't mess with Belichick that we said, that's over, it's not over. And this is a perfect spot for me at home to fade the Browns coming off a huge win last week, which we all kind of knew that of all that turmoil and all that Odell Beckham stuff that they were going to have to fix. Baker, he only threw for 220 yards. He had two TDs, but he had a quarterback rating of 132.5.
Mm-hmm.
Vicious.
And we took him in the contest.
We took him in the contest. Nick Chubb ran the ball for 135 yards. He had a 70-yard gash where they said that he actually reached speeds of 21 miles an hour. Like, that's wheels. Nick Chubb's not there. Nick Chubb has COVID. Kareem Hunt's not there. Felton, their other little pass-catching Kareem Hunt, not there. COVID. So, D'Ernest Johnson's there, but he's going to be tired as fuck. And Baker is going to get confused by Belichick. I don't have any real, like, I'm not going to get all wicked here. I'm just going to say New England continues their streak, moving forward, doing good things. The Browns are on a zigzag, coming off a huge win. Like, we don't need ODB and all that stuff. And Belichick's going to confuse Baker. He's going to outcoach Stefanski. And the New England Minutemen, those Patriots, are going to smack and cover. And they're going to beat the Browns this week. What do you think, Jay?
I think that's a Veterans Day, very apropos handicap that you just made. I think your whole handicap is my whole handicap and everybody's whole handicap. It's Belichick versus Baker. Right. Like, because let's not be disrespectful to Cleveland. They have a fantastic defense. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot more talent on their roster than the Patriots do. But Belichick is a weird troll fucking wizard who schemes. And I think what you're betting on is the scheme. And hopefully the Patriots do enough. One quick thing, because I'm in agreement with you, so I'm not going to pile on. I don't know if you saw this. Mac Jones was going down on a play last week, and he grabbed the ankle of one of the Carolina Panthers as he was laying on his back. And it was a defensive end, and the guy was so mad that at the press conference afterwards, he said to all my defensive ends out there who play the Patriots, happy hunting on Mac Jones. Like, he was fucking mad, which you could either take it one of two ways. A lot of people who hate the Patriots go, oh, Mac Jones, dirty player, he's grabbing ankles. What I saw was a quarterback on his back fighting and scrapping and throwing fucking a little how's your father out there. And I dig that. And I like that spirit and I like that grit. So if you choose to bet against Belichick, do so at your own peril. Good luck with that pick. I think that's solid as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, Myles Garrett's leading the NFL. He's got 12 sacks, so just stop Myles Garrett and I think you'll be okay. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna lock that up.
Jason, the Saints travel to Tennessee to face the Titans this week. How do you see this game ending up?
Who dat?
Who dat? Nation.
The Titans, much respect. They've won and covered their last five games. You should all be afraid. For me, I think they have to come back down to earth at a certain point. They have to be exhausted. They come home now. They face the Saints. Saints were in a flat spot last week against the Falcons. And quite frankly, we had the Falcons in the contest because we knew the Saints were going to be flat last week. I think the opposite's going to happen this week. I think people don't realize how good the Saints' defense is. And I think what happened last week was the Titans go into L.A. They've just lost Derrick Henry. They rally around the flag. Holy shit, We don't have Derrick Henry. He's our number one fucking stud on offense. We got to all look up to make this happen. Mm-hmm. They scored 14 points off of turnovers.
In like a minute.
And their offense really wasn't all that. New Orleans does the best against the run. So they're going to shut down. Adrian Peterson, I think, had 21 yards last week.
Yeah, he had
so
a little three-yard touchdown run.
Tennessee will not be able to run against the Saints. They're going to have to throw it. And when they throw it, the Saints' secondary is really good. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be on A.J. Brown. This is a defensive pick, but this is more than anything a Sean Payton pick. Mm-hmm. Now, usually I come with a few stats, with a few statistics, blah, blah, blah. I think your handicap with the Patriots came down to Belichick. My handicap with the Saints comes down to Sean Payton. He lost last week. He's not going to lose two in a row. I expect the Titans to come home. This is a flat spot for them. We're getting 3 points. And what's weird and witchy about this line is this line should have been bet up to 3.5, 4. Everyone thinks the Titans are going to win the Super Bowl now. It hasn't moved. It
hasn't moved.
All week. So there's something fishy going on. I don't like it. I like the points. I like the Saints. Give me New Orleans. Give me Sean Payton as a road underdog covering 72% of the time. What do you think, Jay?
I agree. I think last week against the Rams was not so much about the Titans. It was about the Rams. It was about the Rams and how fucking badly they played. It wasn't about how great the Titans played. The Titans had 69 yards rushing with 4 running backs. Including
right.
Tannehill. They had 145 yards receiving, and Tannehill only threw for 122 yards. It's not going to work against the Saints. The Saints had the Falcons beat. They were never going to cover, so we love that because we had the Falcons. But as a Saints fan, they had them beat. And then they gave up the gash at the end of the game. They're playing with a third-string quarterback who's still trying to find his way, who just got thrown into the mix. He's only had 1 week to work with them. Now he's had 2. The other thing about your road woes, I think that everyone thinks when they say the Superdome, such a tough place to play. The reason the Saints play better on the road is because they've been homeless so many times in their lives. From Katrina to this last one.
That's a great point.
They play well anywhere because
that's
they're
a great
like
point.
They're transients, dude. They can play anywhere, and that's why they succeed. Better coaching, although I got a little money in the kitty for Vrabel for coach of the year right now.
Coach of the year, sure.
But at the end of the day, they were pumped up for last week, for sure. And God bless them. They did their thing. They're going to get exposed as that. Let's get real, guys. Derrick Henry's not there. It's going to, that's all going to reap its ugly head, right? And it's going to happen. So I agree. Who dat nation, let's do this shit. Who are we? But at some point, Tennessee's going to come down to earth. And I think it's at home this week.
Love it. Who dat? Lock it up.
Justin, the Packers and the Big Lie are at home against Chef Rice and the Seahawks on Sunday. What is the right side here?
Well, this is tough because Chef Russ was chefing it up before his injury. He actually led the NFL. He had 10 touchdowns and 1 pick. They, although, were still 2-2 at the time, so they were a .500 team. Not a great overview of what the season would have been.
Not his fault, though, his
defense,
right?
Yeah, for sure. And they've won 1 more and lost 3 more, so they're now 3-5. And he's back. He can't wait. He's so happy. He's ready to roll. The problem is Aaron Rodgers is, not that I think he really gives a shit about any of this pressure. Like, most people would give a shit. I don't think he gives a shit at all. I don't think he cares. I think all he cares about is going out there and saying, boom, 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 here's 350 yards. See you later. I told you so. And, you know, whatever. He doesn't really give a shit. At the same time, he's been playing pretty well. 17 touchdowns versus 3 interceptions is like MVP status. He's throwing for 1 million yards every week. One of those games was against a 7-0 Cardinal team in Arizona on Monday Night Football when he had not 1, not 2, but not 3 of his receivers. Still did pretty well. their running game with Aaron Jones and now Dylan is killing it. AJ Dylan is killing it. Mm-hmm. Running for about like 4.5 yards a carry himself. So that's a little like Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard thing that they're working on. It's not just a dose of Aaron Jones. If Aaron Jones is getting a breather, bring in Dylan. He's a beast.
Yeah.
He's got all of his receivers back. And, you know, this COVID thing is like giving him a week off. Russ has had 5 weeks off. I know he's excited. I know he's ready to roll, but he's on the road and he's rusty. Russell will be rusty. And I just feel like it's a tall order to cover Davante Adams. It's a tall order now, Scantley. Now he's starting to, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers is starting to hit his tight ends. He's starting to hit everybody. And I think that this COVID rest for him, guys, is like not what the NFL wanted. It's what the Packers wanted. It's what he wanted. I don't think anyone wants to fuck with that dude on 2 weeks rest. The last time he played was Thursday night against Arizona. Then the COVID thing happened. Then he missed a week. Now he's playing. Like, the dude's had 2 weeks to chill, recover his body, recover his John Wick. And I think that Russ is going to be rusty, and I think that's going to show. I think Ty Lockett's probably the happiest cat in the world because he was thriving when Russ was there. The guy was killing the game, like Tyreek Hill numbers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He hasn't, trust me, I have him in my fantasy. He hasn't done a goddamn thing. He's salivating at the lip because Russ is back. But Russ is going to make some mistakes. Russ is going to be rusty, and I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to put on a show. He's going to try to shut up all the bullshit. And it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's not even about Russ. It's about the Seattle defense. It's not about the three and a hook. It's not about any of that. I think it's going to be a smash fest. I really do. And I think that Seattle's going to go home limping and going back to the lab. So, I mean, I don't know. I like it. It's kind of a personal, like, one versus the other. But I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to shut everybody up and hopefully put all this bullshit that it's been going on this week to bed. So, I don't know. You tell me.
I will say that Russell Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers is always worth the price of admission.
Oh, yeah.
As a football fan, you have to love this game.
Yeah, box office. Game of the week.
Box office, game of the week. Very tough to play in Green Bay. Home field advantage this year is just kind of so-so. It's not as important as it used to be, but Green Bay is still really hard to play in. It's no secret. I think one of our earlier podcasts was called the one about Aaron Rodgers because I hate him personally, but I hate a lot of like people personally, and I still like their music or their movies or their books or whatever. I can separate the person from their art, in this case, his art being football, but he's just one of these guys that, like I told you the other day, when you look at Tom Brady, who's arguably a much more accomplished football star than Aaron Rodgers is, Tom Brady's like, gets his team involved. He gets the city involved. Come on, Tampa Bay. Isn't this great? We're going to go win the Super Bowl. Everybody on board the Tom Brady bus. Aaron Rodgers constantly gives off a vibe where he's doing you a favor. You're lucky to have me, Green Bay. He's just fucking selfish. He's like, it's all about him. So I can't stand what he does off the field. And this week, we don't need to beat this into the ground because every sports talk radio show has a take about Aaron Rodgers. And he's an asshole for lying. He let his teammates down. How's the NFL going to look one way on him and look the other way on other players? Like, it's not fair. None of that really matters. But it does prove what kind of guy he is. And he's just a douchebag. And he has this weird delusional sense of self that he's some sort of actor. And that's my thing with him all the time is he wants to be the host of Jeopardy. He wants to be on all the State Farm commercials. He wants to have a guitar in his hands. He wants to hang out in Hollywood with his Hollywood girlfriends. He wants to do everything but be a fucking stud football player, which is what he is. It's like when you used to see those actors like Russell Crowe or Bruce Willis and they'd start their bar band and they'd go on The Tonight Show and they'd go, yeah, I'm in a band now. You got to come see my bar. No one wants to hear your shitty music, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Honestly,
Willis is getting blasted now. Because
Bro, it's Aaron Rodgers. But you know what I'm saying? Bruce Willis can play the harmonica just fine. And Russell Wilson can probably play the guitar just fine. But, bro, we love you for what you do as an actor. And Aaron Rodgers is constantly looking in the mirror and fancying himself something other than what he is. And I don't like that, and I don't respect that. And as a fan of Green Bay, he's just a douchebag. And because he's so talented, you put up with that shit, and you love what he does on the football field. But fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. Seriously, fuck you, dude.
So fuck you.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, I mean, do you like the Packers?
This is why this show is fun. This is why betting is fun. Because you say, fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. You leave all that aside. You go to the window and you bet on him because he's best when he's being criticized. He's best when there's controversy. He's best when things are not calm. And right now in Aaron Rodgers' world, things are not calm.
Yeah, but to your Fools point, are- it's because he doesn't care. People that break under pressure ultimately give a shit.
Correct.
That's why they break. They're afraid to let you down. Wife, relationship, anything. Like, I don't want to fuck up. He doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Correct.
Give me my money. Give me my bean bag. He doesn't give a fuck.
I just wish the Packers did a little bit better this week without him. Because, you know, he's sitting at home with COVID going, ha ha.
They should have ran the ball. They would have won that game. They just run the ball.
But listen, T brings up a great point. If Jordan Love had a balled out, they would have had their exit. They would have been like, okay.
If Matt LaFleur would have given Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon the ball 40 times, they would have smashed them. Patrick Mahomes threw for 170 yards. He didn't do shit.
They only won by 6.
They didn't do jack shit. And just run the ball. Packers would have been just fine. But LaFleur was like, no, they're going to think that's what I'm going to do, so I'm going to do this. Even if you did what they think you were going to do, they couldn't have stopped you. They could have won that game. Chiefs are garbage.
No, but you're right. What happened was, we now know that the Packers are nothing without Aaron Rodgers.
And that's
Rodgers.
All that fucking dude's ego needed,
and,
right?
Exactly. And at this moment, it's not like he got hurt and, poor Aaron Rodgers. He messed up, and he was sitting at home with a hot dog and some queso and going, ha-ha.
And in a wacky way, he was
this
probably
is
saying,
why I lied about it, guys.
And in a wacky way, he was probably saying, so what if we lose? We're still 7-2.
Right, but
for
that
sure
sucks.
He
you're
was
sacrificing
saying,
a, you're sacrificing a win.
Don't worry,
for...
we're still going to make the play. Don't worry, we'll still have a home first round bye. Don't worry, this is all he wants.
Frustrating. It's a team sport. It's a team sport, and it's all about
guy's
him.
A clown.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he didn't get enough hugs because he needs a hug desperately, and he's so thirsty. I've maintained that for months and months and months, but it doesn't stop you from picking the Packers rightfully or me from backing your pick because it's the right side. The guy's a baller. Put your money on him.
So on that note, welcome to Aaron Rodgers Locks. We air every Friday.
No, I will not ever.
A-R-L.
Give him that credit.
Lock it up.
Let's just all be humans. Okay, Monday Night Football features the Rams at the 49ers this week. Jason, how do you see this game turning out?
I'll tell you how I see this game turning out. And this is Justin and I at the craps table, like we've been a million times in our life, on the don't pass, with everybody around the table glaring at us, hating us, wishing us bad, yelling at us sometimes, a couple times maybe throwing a drink. We don't know. There's somebody on the dice who's super fucking hot right now, but we don't care. We're putting our money down on the don't pass, and we're saying, take our money. That's where I'm at right now. I'm at the fact that the Niners have beat the Rams the last 4 times they've met. The Rams don't have an answer for the 49ers. The Niners, conversely, are 0-8 in their last 8 games at home. They can't win at home. The Rams got embarrassed last week. And quite frankly, McVay didn't look good last week. He didn't make adjustments quick enough. They were getting to Stafford. They caused Stafford to look like Jared Goff. I've never seen Stafford with the happy feet that I saw last week, and I didn't like it at all. And what happened was, second half, McVay started rolling Stafford out, and you heard Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast. He goes, "There you go, McVay. Get back to what you do best." But that shouldn't have taken a whole half of football.
Why did he say that when it was 21-6?
Exactly. Come on, and dude, they turned Stafford into your favorite quarterback, Carson Wentz, Carson Shits, as you like to call him. He was chucking the fucking ball up backhanded pitches from his own end zone. What the fuck was that? Knocked my father out of his survivor pool. Knocked a grip of fools out of their survivor pools.
So badly.
The Rams looked terrible last week.
Slept in their own beds, too. Unreal.
I'm on the crap table right now, and San Francisco's point is either a little Joe or a 10, two of the hardest points to hit. And I'm saying, Rams, if you don't get me the 7 right now, go fuck yourself. This is it. I'm tired of this shit. You have Von Miller coming to play defense in his debut on Monday Night Football under the spotlight. If you can't get this done, I'm putting you in the Raiders rehab bin, and I'm not fucking speaking your name for the rest of the season. I'm tired of you, Rams.
Don't you think that, like, that Von Miller thing, even though he wasn't even going to play that night, wasn't that like the whole thing of the whole week was how excited everyone was that Von Miller was coming? He wasn't even going to play in that game. Don't
he
you
didn't
think
even
you
dress.
Should, he didn't even dress. Don't you think you can concentrate on what's in front of you? Forget about Von Miller. Congratulations, Von Miller. You're a nice guy. You're not even playing in this game. There's no scheme that you're going to be a part of. Why are they talking about Von Miller? Why aren't they talking about how to beat the Henry-less Titans?
And
so aggravating.
Here's something that you know, Jay, because I know you're a huge Rams fan.
So aggravating, McVay.
The dirty little secret about the Rams is they're a running team. They like to run the ball. Yes, they have the most vertical passes down. Cooper Kupp's, like, he might as well be Jerry Rice at this point. Like, he's on another fucking stratosphere. But what sets all that up is Daryl Henderson. And
Henderson
they got completely
cracking.
Away from that.
He was cracking, shaking,
he got
and
away
baking,
from that.
Bro. Getting
Thank
blasted
you.
Like a pinball machine, rolling over, like, unreal. And then
this is what
give it to Stafford to give the game away.
This is what I expect this week. Rams off a loss. Good teams, when they're humiliated, they usually come back the next game and ball out. That's why I like the Cowboys also, but that's a side conversation. This is it. You go into San Francisco. They've beaten you the last 4 times. If you are a contender, Rams, show me you're a contender. Von Miller, Aaron Donald, if you guys fucking have something to say, now's the time. I like the Rams this weekend. Take my money or keep rolling your fucking points, but I think you're 7 out. I think Kyle Shanahan's a fraud. And I'm going with the Rams as a road favorite. Here's one fun stat that I came up with in my research that's really interesting. Winning teams, the Rams have a winning record, off a loss at home as home favorites, they were favored by 7.5 last week when they lost, are 83% ATS the next week on the road. So they cover 83% of the time under those circumstances which the Rams fall into. So, again, Rams, you have an 83% trend line in your favor. Let's go. Hometown team, get it done, -4 in San Fran. What do you think?
Lock it up.
It's teaser time. 2 teams, 1 bet. 6 full points. So tasty.
All right, let's come up with a tasty teaser. One of the brighter spots of our pod, if you've been listening, are our teaser sections. We're 6-4. Last week, we barely lost. Well, who did we have last week? We had
the Rams.
The Rams. They let us down. They let everybody down. All right, so redemption for us this week on our teasers. Now, before we started rolling, Jay, you were looking at the Minnesota Vikings against the Chargers.
Yeah, just a crazy, like, something that I don't want to put any thought into. I feel like Minnesota plays three quarters of shitty football, but their defense, as maligned as they may have been, like, are hanging into every game, and they're actually like ahead of teams at most times, and then they give it, and then Kirk Cousins finds his way with the last 2 minutes. Like, give that guy the 2 minute drill, and he just somehow pop 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 pop, and then you're tied, or you're going into overtime, or it's a competitive game.
Chargers defense is dreadful.
They're dreadful against the run, which is like, come on, Dalvin Cook. But the thing is, what's interesting to me is, and I do think the Chargers will probably win that game, but the Minnesota Vikings haven't lost a game by more than three all season.
That's correct.
So if I can get them at 8.5.
That's correct.
Through the number of 7, I'll take it.
I love it.
And there's nothing else I have to say about that except that.
You don't have to say anything else.
That's my handicap. Give me the Vikings plus 8.5 because they haven't lost by more than three.
Do you know what the line on the Dallas game is? Is it 9.5 or 10 right now?
It's 9.
Nine even?
Last time I checked.
Well, then I would recommend teasing the Cowboys down to 3 at home against Atlanta. I don't know what you think about that.
Cowboys are minus 9.
For shits and giggles, the Chargers are up to 3, which gives me the Vikings at 9.
Okay, then that's what we're going with.
And then...
that's great.
What are we looking for? The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Nine. Circa 9.
Okay. I think Vikings plus 9, Cowboys minus 3. That's a strong teaser.
I agree. I just feel like... you know what we talked about last week is how, like... And I even said that in our little recap that we did on Tuesday, which was... Like, we're successful, and we're taking shit up to 16, and we're taking shit up to 9. And
well, Detroit's a prime candidate.
I know, but it's not even that. Well, again, like I said about Pittsburgh, I don't think they can score 9 points.
They haven't beaten anybody by more than 8
right.
the entire
so,
year.
Like, yeah. I'm almost like my – I don't like teasers. Everybody that knows Justin knows that. I don't like them. But you know what? You could pick and choose and find the little gem out there. I'm not a fan of breaking down the Packers to get them down to that number, just win the game like the Rams. I'm kind of digging that my strategy is, call it what you want, just take it up. Take it the other way.
You like the points.
Yeah, and like so I'm not going to fuck with the Bucks because the Bucks can easily handle Washington by 16, if not 21 coming
off
the bye.
They haven't covered a road spread all year.
Right. What's interesting to me would be the Raiders at home.
Nope.
Are a dog.
Are you offering
at 2.5?
And
you can get them through the touchdown number at 8.5 against the Chiefs listen to me. This is not about the Raiders. The Chiefs cannot cover a point spread, let alone a teaser. So if the Chiefs can't cover the 2.5 against the Raiders, which we don't think they're going to do because week after week they do not cover, give me 6 more. Give me the Raiders plus 8.5. Good luck, Patrick Mahomes. Good luck. And the Raiders play the Chiefs very well. They beat them in Kansas City last year, spanked them. And then on Sunday Night Football, which they're re-bringing that beat back this year, the Raiders, so close. Cover the spread, didn't win the game.
You're willing to sacrifice your friend's emotional well-being.
No, I'm not.
Emotional well-being.
I'm not talking about the Raiders.
It's addiction.
I'm talking about how bad the Chiefs are.
I'm over here drinking O'Doul's on the straight and narrow, and you come in with a crack pipe.
Yep. Are you going to take it? You're thinking about it.
I can quit anytime.
The only reason I like your Cowboys is because they lost last week. They're at home again. I think Jerry Jones has 17 home games every year.
Every time they're gonna smash.
Every time I turn around, they're at home.
They're gonna smash.
They're coming off a loss.
So you're recommending, after my 6 days of not betting the Raiders, to go ahead and jump right back in on the Raiders. I don't feel like
not married to it.
The Vikings are
plus 3 though through circa, which puts them at 9 on a teaser.
I love the Vikings. So I think,
put that on the book that it's 9. It's not 8.5. It's 9. I'll take it.
I think the Cowboys, like, they have to come back after that Denver humiliation, right?
I agree. But you're going to get some inflation on them because they were 6-1 and they were 7-0 against the spread, and the Cowboys are rolling to the Super Bowl. Michael Irvin, they got their titties licked last week, and I tell you what, just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
No, for sure they did.
The Cowboys do that. Like, they do that, and I think that they lost last week because Mike McCarthy has shown his ugly head.
I like the buy low, sell high on Atlanta, too, because Atlanta, obviously, coming off the New Orleans stunner, maybe we're getting some value there.
At 9.
Yeah.
But not at 2.
Well, in the teaser, we get Cowboys minus a field goal at home to hopefully a team they should win by at least a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hope.
You hope.
You hope they walk out there with a little more swag. No Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, but I don't think they need it. What's the backup, Pollard?
Well, if you want to talk about backups, here's an easy one. Let's just call this easy. Kyler Murray, coming off an injury, is slated to play and start against Carolina with a backup quarterback. They just signed Cam Newton. You can get them at -3 at home.
No, I still like the Cowboys better.
Okay, then lock it up. Do it. I'm not mad. Do it. Do it.
Let's go with
Do
that.
It.
That's our teaser. Vikes +9 to Cowboys -3.
Let's rock. I like that a lot.
So, T, we had a little bad luck with the Rams last week, but you've been so good on Survivor, and I think people still want to hear what you have to say about the board this week. If you're still in the Survivor pool, who would you be playing this week?
If I was still in the Survivor pool, I would be between the Cardinals and the Cowboys.
Okay.
Obviously, I like it. Two different games. My thoughts behind those are Cardinals are maybe one of the best teams in football right now.
Sure.
The Cowboys do play on Thanksgiving, though. They're not the greatest.
Cardinals play on Christmas.
Oh, Cardinals play on Christmas. I did not know that.
I mean, if you're moving that far.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But do I want to use the Cardinals right now? Not sure, because that's a big team. So far, I've used San Francisco, Green Bay, Denver, the Bills, Vikings, Colts, Patriots, Chiefs, and Rams. I don't know. Last week I went with a safe bet, the Rams, and it did not work out.
Have you used the Steelers?
No, I haven't. Steelers versus Lions. Mm-hmm. That could be my best value pick.
Yep.
Easily.
Maybe I'll actually consider that one.
Just so you guys know, that's Kelly in Vegas, the chalk weasel. That's her Survivor pick.
Great, good for her. The fucking Lions are 0-8. Good, you know, great.
But I'm also
handicap.
Seeing that it could be a
great
Survivor pick to avoid.
Right. No, that's. I think Jason and I said Cowboys,
Cards,
Pittsburgh, or Cards. We're
that's
all
it.
That we're going to do to survive in ours. Yeah. We have 8 weeks left. We'll figure something out. But I think those are our three.
Just because the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving, though, doesn't mean that they're going to win.
They're playing the Raiders.
Yeah, that's a tough game, actually. Yeah, I could see the Raiders.
Everyone's saying bet the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving. That's like a historical win.
Right.
They're playing the Raiders, dude.
Raiders.
Careful.
Hey.
I would say Cowboys or Zona. I really, because especially with the backup quarterback, even though Darnold's playing shitty, now you got a backup. Like, come on. So for me, it would be, I don't know. You tell us, T.
By the way, Colt McCoy.
Dude, the vet.
Jesus.
Still getting paid.
I don't know. I would either do, the Cowboys or the Cardinals. I might pick the Cardinals just because that's a safe bet.
Okay. Cards,
right now.
Cards number one. You got it.
What do you choose as your coach?
Cardinals.
All right.
Lock it up.
So
you heard it here.
Lock it up.
All right. Let's recap. Justin's picks this week are the Green Bay Packers -3 and the New England Patriots -2.5. My picks this week are the New Orleans Saints +3 and the LA Rams -4. Our teaser, Minnesota Vikings +9 at the Chargers, Cowboys -3 at home. T's survivor pick this week is the Arizona Cardinals at home.
And don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms at Friday Night Locks on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And our Twitter is Fry Night Locks. We post our circa picks on there every Saturday afternoon around 3 p.m.
Also, we are going to video, as T just mentioned, and we are also going to be presenting to you guys like a little 10-minute recap of the week with kind of what happened and what we're thinking of in the early portion of the look-aheads. So before we cheers and before we have a drink, please check that out. That'll be coming soon. We'll give you updates on that. But in the meantime, I say it every week, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it till I die. Beat the book. Beat the book.
Thank cheers. You to our listeners and our watchers.
Thanks cheers, for listening. Guys. Have fun.
Bye.
Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the books.